Last class, when we were listening for form in music and we were visiting the webpage that has the different songs, Nelly and Pink and the Beatles, I said we would go into the topic of form a little bit further and get into taking the sections of songs and breaking those sections down into sections. In other words, we would listen for phrases in music. And here we get into the area of melody, and hopefully you've read that section in the book and you've read about phrases. Last class, I also mentioned that when you talk about music and how music is constructed, it is very similar to how we construct speech and how we construct language. In other words, in language, you have words making up phrases, phrases making up sentences, sentences making up paragraphs, and so on and so forth. In music, you have notes making up phrases, phrases making up sections, sections making up larger sections or songs. And in fact, I talked about how you could even say that notes make up motives and motives make up phrases. But for now, let's say notes make up phrases, phrases make up sections. So if we start with a section, we should be able to take it and break it apart into its phrases. Now, one of the songs we listened to last time was the Beatles song, We Can Work It Out. So let's take that as our example and listen to each of the sections and then see how you would break those sections down into sections. In other words, how you would break a section of a song into its phrases. Here's section A.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Now, where are the sections of that section? How do you listen for and find those sections and or phrases? Let's use the word phrases now. Well, when you listen to someone speak, how do you know where the phrases are? Usually at the end of a phrase in speech, you have a pause. In music, pretty much the same thing happens. We find the phrases in music by listening for the pauses between the phrases. So listen again to section A and listen for the pauses. In fact, I'll help out and point them out. Here's section A again.
Try to see it my way.
Pause.
Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on?
Pause.
While you see it your way.
Pause.
Run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone.
Pause.
We can work it out.
Pause.
We can work it out.
End of the section. So I said pause how many times there? Six? Seven times? So let's say that each time I said pause, we were in the middle of two phrases. Let's do this a little bit further, and let's break down the song into the different places where I said pause. In other words, let's break it down into its sections. Let's listen for the phrases. Here's phrase number one.
Try to see it my way.
That's phrase number one. Try to see it my way. One more time.
Try to see it my way.
Okay. Then he paused, and then he sang.
Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on?
Okay. So, phrase one.
Try to see it my way.
Phrase two.
Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on?
Now here's phrase three.
While you see it your way.
Okay, phrase three again.
While you see it your way.
Here's phrase four.
Run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone.
You hear some similarities there? Okay, we'll explore that in a second. Here's the fifth phrase.
We can work it out.
And then the sixth phrase.
We can work it out.
Okay? Now, once we get an idea of where the phrases are, we try to see where there are similar phrases and where there are phrases that differ. In other words, we're going into repetition and contrast again. Which phrases are repeats and which phrases are different? Phrase number one.
Try to see it my way.
Let's compare that to phrase number two.
Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on?
Are they the same? No. I mean, different notes. Phrase two is a lot longer than phrase one. What about phrase three? Is phrase one similar to phrase three? Here's phrase one again.
Try to see it my way.
Here's phrase three.
While you see it your way.
Musically, they're identical. Words are different, but musically, they have the same melody.
Try to see it my way.
And then phrase three.
While you see it your way.
Okay, so we can say phrase one and phrase three are the same. Now, if we follow the same procedure we used for form and we use letters as labels, we could call phrase 1A. It's the first phrase in the section. So let's say it's phrase 1 is letter A. We would also use A for the third phrase. Now, back to the second phrase.
Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on?
Does that match phrase 3? Well, we know it's not going to.
While you see it your way.
But what about phrase 4?
Run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone.
Okay, phrase 2 again.
Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on?
Phrase 4.
Run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone.
I mean, they sound close enough to call them the same, right? So let's say phrase 2 and phrase 4 are the same, and we'll use letter B as the labels for the second phrase and the fourth phrase. So right now we have phrase 1 is letter A. In fact, when we do melody, we use small letters. So we use capital letters for form. We use small letters for phrases. So phrase 1 is letter A. Phrase 2 is letter B. Phrase 3 is letter A again. Phrase 4 is letter B. Now we're up to phrase 5.
We can work it out.
Short phrase there. And we only have one phrase left in the section.
We can work it out.
Now, are they exactly the same?
We can work it out. We can work it out.
Second one is slightly different. So let's say phrase 5 is letter C. It's not the same as the first phrase A or phrase B. It is different, so we'll call that phrase C. And we'll call the sixth phrase C1. So we wind up with an analysis of A, B, A, B, C, C1, all lowercase letters. And that is the phrase analysis, the sections of section A. All right? So that's how you analyze phrases in music. Now let's check out section B. Here's the entire section B for We Can Work It Out.
Life is very short, and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again.
Now, if you follow the same procedure as we did for section A, we should listen for the pauses. So listen again to section B and find the pauses. And all right, I'll help out again.
Life is very short.
Pause.
And there's no time.
Pause.
For fussing and fighting, my friend.
Pause. Very long pause.
I have always thought.
Pause.
That it's a crime.
Pause.
So
pause, end of the section. So, did you hear the different phrases? Well, when I say pause, I was really saying this is the end of a phrase. Now, how do they match up? What's the phrase analysis for this section? So, let's listen to the different phrases and compare them. Here's the second, the first phrase of the second section. The first phrase of section B.
Life is very short.
Is it similar to the second phrase?
And there's no time.
No, this is a lot longer. What about the third phrase?
Fussing and fighting, my friend.
No. Here's the first phrase again.
Life is very short.
Let's compare it to phrase 4.
I have always thought.
They sound the same. Very similar. So let's say that, well, we've used letters A, B, and C. Let's say that those phrases can be labeled letter D. Now, here's the second phrase of the second section.
And there's no time.
We know that's not the same as phrase 1. How about phrase 3?
Fussing and
nope,
fighting,
that doesn't match.
My friend.
We know that phrase 4 matches phrase 1. How about matching phrase 3 with phrase 5? Here's phrase 3 again.
Fussing and fighting, my friend.
Here's phrase 5.
That it's a crime. And there's no time.
Phrase 5 again.
That it's a crime.
Yeah, they're close enough to use the same letter. So let's say that we've used A, B, C, and D. So these can be labeled E. And then finally we get this. The third phrase of B.
Fussing and fighting, my friend.
And that's actually going to match up with phrase 6.
So I will ask you
They're not identical.
Fussing and fighting, my friend. So I will ask you once again.
So we could say the first one is phrase F, and then the second one is phrase F1. So we wind up with a phrase analysis of DEF, DEF1 for section B. So this is an introduction to phrase analysis, listening to and analyzing a melody in music. And if you want further information about this, and you want to go through this again, go back to the homepage and look for analyzing a melody on the homepage. And on that page, you can pretty much go through exactly what we just did here. All right, so analyzing a melody, something you do with intelligent listening. Okay?